Biblical faith lives to God's glory and not personal honor. We're going to see this most vividly in 1 Samuel 14 in the positioning of Saul and the people around Saul and the presumption of Saul, which is all in contrast to Jonathan, Saul's son, his faith in God. So consider with me the position of Saul that we see in 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 2. It tells us that Saul was on the outskirts of Gibeah in a pomegranate cave. In other words, on the day of battle, Saul was hiding. He was afraid. Fear says, I won't move until the odds are in my favor, no matter what God's word says. And did you know that fears oftentimes reveal our idols? Saul resorted to hiding because he was afraid of being unsuccessful. He thought it's better to hide than to risk defeat and be humiliated. So what was his idol? Well, his idol was being seen as successful. Sometimes we as the people of God do not operate in faith because we fear that we will fail and be humiliated. And we just can't have that because we care too much about our own reputations. Neither did Saul like the situation or the circumstances very much. They were too difficult, too risky. The work was going to be too treacherous, too much work. After all, who wants to scale a slippery or thorny mountain? What's the idol there? Well, it's personal comfort and ease. We've become spiritually fat and gluttonous, that any amount of time or investment requires just too much from us. And we've lost the sense that work for the Lord is oftentimes hard work, difficult work, work that no one else would even think of doing. But you know what else we've forgotten? We've forgotten that it's not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. We forget that we are not to live and fight upon our own strength, but upon His. And when we only move when the odds are good and the circumstances just right, well, then we miss out on seeing the Lord work. As you pray today, please remember Uber Aliaga, our Changemaker missionary, and also remember the Bimba Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Zambia.